The advantage of a merger is primarily the rapid strengthening of position in a given market.
And what kind of companies are we going to be talking about today?
About any kind of smaller or medium-sized companies which are for sale. It doesn't matter whether it's a small grocery or clothing store or a company which makes cheese or hobby supplies. We're going to be looking at these companies from the position of an investor, someone interested in acquisition or possibly a merger.
So your advice is going to be universal, regardless of the field of business?
That's right. It will be helpful for those who have years of entrepreneurial experience, as well as those just starting out and looking for a good opportunity.
I'm glad that we'll be able to address a broad range of listeners. So what is your first piece of advice to those clients who come to you and say that they want to invest in a company which is already up and running?
They should first think it over carefully and devote enough attention and time to the entire process. Buying a company is a very important strategic decision. If you do it well, it will send your current business ahead by leaps and bounds. If you do it poorly, it can seriously damage your company or even drag it under.
Where do you see the greatest risk?
When you buy a car, you can touch it, you can drive it. When you buy a house, you have the chance to carefully inspect it and find out as much information as possible about it. When you buy cheese, you can taste it first. Companies are not like that. Their condition and value changes every hour, minute, and second. The process of buying a company generally takes several months, and over that time, the condition of the company can radically change, both for the better and for the worse.
From what you've just explained, I realise that a reckless decision could do a lot of damage. So tell us how to go about it the right way.
For clarity, I'm going to divide the entire acquisition process into three parts. Let's call them phases. The first phase involves preparation. The second, analysis. And the third, implementation. The same applies to mergers.